This is SB Nation Radio,
the next generation of sports radio.
This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour featuring Bill Harmon.
Good shot.
It's about time.
Hey, it is about time. I mean, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. I wanted to, but I just couldn't do it.
The Charlie Epps Golf Hour is powered by Insperity with the golf doctor, Charlie Epps. Here's your host, Scott Atkinson.
Logic in studio here with you as we bring you in on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour here on SB Nation Radio, sbnationradio.com. Our two esteemed hosts are hosting mobily this morning, one internationally and one here locally in the Houston area near our SB Nation Radio headquarters in the Houston area. Scott and Charlie are both on the line with us, and we'll start with Charlie, who is in beautiful Casa de Campo. I am envious of you, sir, in the Dominican Republic, out at a fantastic golf resort. Give us a sense of where you are and what your week has been like, because I'm sure we're all very envious of it.
We're just a little south of Cuba, a little west of Puerto Rico, and we're in the Dominican Republic at the beautiful Casa de Campo Resort, which features just beautiful Pete Dye golf courses, the famous Teeth of the Dog, which has always been in the top 100 of the golf courses in the world. This year they hosted the Latin American Championship, where the winner went on to play in the Masters. So it's quite a resort. There's just almost 7,000 acres of just beautiful land, sugar cane all over. It's really a great resort, and we're going to encourage a lot of people to come here, Will.
And Pete Dye is a fantastic course designer. He's, of course, designed the Harbortown Golf Links, which I played in Hilton Head and Kiawah Island as well. And for those here closer to home in our Houston abode, of course, the TPC at San Antonio, does it have a lot of the characteristics of the Pete Dye courses that you've played in the past?
Sure. This was built in the 60s, but it's right on the Caribbean Ocean, and the holes are magnificent. It looks like it's a pebble beach of the Caribbean. Great holes finishing along the ocean and then back up to the clubhouse. So it's a great golf course. And he built the Teeth of the Dog. There's the Lynx golf course. And then his latest creation is called Dye 4, which is up on the Altos de Chabon, which is right on a plateau that overlooks the river and the ocean. It's just incredibly beautiful. So many, many different golf courses to play, and they have all the amenities from the greatest yacht basin in the Caribbean. I mean, they have boats that are bigger than boats. I mean, they're just unbelievable. So it's a great resort, and it's fun being down here with some of the kids that I grew up with as a young boy. So it's a lot of fun.
And, of course, on the if you look at the TPC Sawgrass, too, obviously that's probably the most famous of the Pete Dye courses. Scott Atkinson also with us. He is in beautiful Conroe, Texas, doing a Titleist fitting right now. And I tell you what, Scott, these are the kinds of events that I love to see, because you really get the hardcore guys out there who really want to step their game up, and obviously they try to do so with these fittings.
Absolutely. We're looking for the dedicated golfer who's going to make a commitment on a Saturday morning before his round to come out and see what his ball speed is and what his angle of attack is, and he's interested in that. And so it's a beautiful day up here in Lake Conroe. It's it's just a privilege to be on the show and doing this today.
What are some of the things that you, I guess, look for or analyze, whether it's somebody who's a novice or someone who's been playing since birth?
That's a great question, because our approach is we're looking for the dedicated golfer. The key is the golf ball, the golf club. They don't know who's swinging it, so there's no prejudice there. So we're looking at the science. We're going to see the ball flight. We're going to look at those laws. We're going to look at their club head speed. We're going to look at the ball speed. We're going to look at what the ball does, how it reacts, and then we're going to match them up with the proper loft and lie shaft. Shaft weight. And so it's a fun puzzle to put together with each player. And then a lot of times what's revealed when you get on the tee with these guys and gals is sometimes they need to go spend some time with their PGA pro and then come back because, you know, these clubs are not fixing flaws. They're maximizing effort.
You know, it's interesting. Every time I've taken a lesson or gone for a fitting, I've kind of found myself, you know, completely, I guess, I would say you almost kind of feel foreign a little bit because you feel like all the muscle memory is kind of gone. What's important, you know, after you go to a fitting to try and make sure that you get out of the bad habits and get out of the things that probably made you necessitate a fitting like that?
Well, I think the first thing is it's kind of like going to the doctor. He gives you a prescription, take all of it. Take all the medicine. So if you sit down with your PGA professional, and Charlie Epps is one of the greatest teachers around, and he can attest to this, is what's frustrating is when you come up with a plan, you come up with a practice routine, and the player doesn't execute that, you know, then you're kind of spinning your wheels. So what, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say, it is foreign, but once you begin to understand it and you practice and you spend the time and make the commitment to making those moves and hitting those drills, I see that's how you grow. Just like you would. And when you're exercising, when you're trying to lose weight, when you're trying to learn a new language, you've got to follow through with a commitment, not just show up every 2 weeks and expect a fix if you're not putting the effort in.
It is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio. Will Polacek here in our studios in Houston. Charlie's in the Dominican Republic. Scott is in Lake Conroe. And you both can answer this because I know that this is something that I see, too, whenever I see people out on the course. How often do you see guys either playing with misfit clubs or guys who are just, you know, using equipment that really isn't tailored to either their size or their particular skill set?
It happens a lot, Will. The people, you know, have the information today through the launch monitors that can give them their exact club head speed. They're not guessing, and the club head speed is going to dictate what kind of shaft that you're going to have. And the shaft is so important in a club today, especially with the driver, to get the gram weight correct. And then also with the irons to make sure they're long enough. Sometimes the fitting will bring out some things that people just aren't, you know, accustomed to hearing about. And then with the iron, the lie of the club. So there's four or five key things that people can learn through these fittings that will really help their ball flight, especially ladies. And now it's going to happen more with juniors. So it's the technology, you know, that everybody is living by today.
Scott, if you are out there and you see somebody who comes in here, whether it's someone with a shorter shaft or somebody who's playing with too long a shaft, I know that when I first started playing, you know, I'm a bit of a longer guy. I'm 6'3", and I'm out there with these shorter sticks, and I'm kind of trying to figure out how the heck I can get the how I can get the club on the ball. Sometimes
right.
You just need a longer shaft.
Absolutely, and you can tell that by their posture and their alignment. And you know, if they're bending over too much, you can, you know, obviously you put a sticker on it, you put it on the live board, and you can get the immediate feedback of where they are, where the ball, you know, is being struck consistently on the face. But a lot of times it's just by looking at their posture and alignment you can see where they are.
It is a Charlie Epps Golf Hour. Again, we're brought to you by the folks at Insperity. We're going to talk about the PGA Tour event in Mexico. We're also going to talk about Tiger's comeback and also talk about the 100th anniversary of the PGA Tour and also a brand new commissioner to talk about inside the PGA Tour. We only got about a minute left, Charlie, but I guess I could ask you just not only how you played this week, but also as far as the Casa de Campo and the folks that you've been there, some of the other amenities outside of the golfing that you could see, obviously, at the resort there.
Well, the amenities start, you know, with great restaurants and great accommodations, and they have villas that you can stay in, and they have access to polo, they have access to shooting, you can go deep sea fishing. I mean, it's just endless fun. It's endless entertainment at Casa de Campo. They've been in business for so long, they've perfected the art of taking care of people, of being the host, and now there's direct flights from Houston to Cap Cana, where you're just a 40-minute drive away from the resort, and this whole area has just exploded for the tourism, and so I can't say enough about what we are. And when we come back in the second, we're going to talk with the director of golf operations of Casa de Campo, and he can fill us in on all of the programs they have for all of their guests and residents.
You mentioned the Dive 4 course. That's 7,700 yards. That would take me about, 3 days to try and walk a little bit. That's a lot.
Yes. It can play 77, but it can play 5,200. There's all sets of tees that children play up there. It's just so spectacular. I can't describe it.
We'll talk more about it when we come back on the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, Scott Atkinson.
Whoopalogic in studio here at our SB Nation headquarters. Charlie is on the road at Casa de Campo in the Dominican Republic. Scott is still on the line with us in Lake Conroe, Texas. We'll talk about the golf world as it sits right now. Right now, the PGA Tour currently at the OHL Classic in Mayacoba in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. I would say closer to you than where we are right now, Charlie. But Gary Woodland has a one-shot lead over Webb Simpson at the end of two rounds of that tournament. Scott Piercy, a pair back as well. And then a big, big group at 9-under par, four shots back, tied for fourth. Gary Woodland has had himself quite a year and continues with his first two rounds here, shooting a 64 and 65, Charlie.
Well, Gary's one of those kids that should be a linebacker in the NFL. He is big and strong, and he hits it 8 miles. And the golf course at Mayacoba sets it up for guys like Gary to be successful. It's a beautiful golf course designed through the mangoes. But more importantly, Webb Simpson, who's right there behind him, and he hasn't won in a while, and he is a little different type of player in that his iron player is really spot on. So it's a great event. You look at this new season that the PGA Tour has started. They've been in Vegas, they've been in California, they go to China, they go to Malaysia, now they're in Mexico. I mean, and from Mexico they go to Sea Island, Georgia. So it's a world tour, and with the new commissioner coming on, it'll be interesting to see if he makes any more changes to the PGA Tour calendar.
Yeah, Scott, it's interesting looking at the way that this whole thing has kind of gone, and you can probably lend some insight into this, because a lot of these tournaments that come after the PGA Championship and after the FedEx Cup is over, it's a chance for some of these young guys to get more practice in on some quality courses and also go to some places that aren't exactly the household names on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, there's no question about it. I mean, I'm still conflicted a little bit about the wraparound season, but the point you just made, the opportunities it allows for these guys to build, to get experience, to compete, but more importantly, to win money, to stay exempt. It's exciting, and to see the different parts of the world that Charlie described, it just helps the brand. It helps the tour, and I think the guys are picking and choosing. We talked last week about we felt that maybe, some of the players played a little too much too early. But I think they'll find their rhythm, and the opportunity is so great right now, you've got to take advantage of it.
And Charlie mentioned the fact that, a guy like a Webb Simpson, who had four wins in a two-year span, including one of the best U.S. Opens we've seen here, coming back from four shots back to win it. It's interesting looking at his career, and of course that, like Charlie said, sets up great for him and Gary Woodland both at Mayacoba. I find it interesting, seeing a guy like that, especially after a year where his best finish in a major was only 13th in the PGA Championship. It's the kind of thing where it can get you momentum when you start back up at Kapalua in January.
Absolutely. The grind now, he's able to work on it. And like I said, he's competing at the level. He's competing against guys that are so hungry. And then he's winning money. And he's getting himself, like you said, some momentum to take off when it hits in January again.
What do you think about the wraparound season, Charlie?
It's already a part of it. It's going to continue. The PGA Tour has been very successful in getting new sponsors. The players want places to play and be able to make a living. So they have adapted to it. They've just got to be very careful. And you take Jordan Spieth, who has really cut back on his fall schedule. You've just got to be smart in how you travel the world and not wear yourself out. I think that's one thing that happened to Spieth in the early part of this year. So time will only tell, but there's a lot of great events. But, you know, from this subject, the PGA Tour, we're going to be joined in the second half hour by the Director of Golf Operations at Casa de Campo, Robert Bertel, who is actually a New Orleans native. Correct, Robert?
That's correct, yeah, born and raised.
So he's a golf professional that graduated from Mississippi State with a degree in golf and moved on into Puerto Rico and then has moved over here to help run all the golf at Casa de Campo. And we're going to talk about the different programs for people that can want to travel and come to the Dominican Republic. So it's going to be a fun next hour or half hour.
Now, what do you guys, and this could be both for Charlie and for Scott, but what do you guys both know about the brand new commissioner who will be taking over in January, Jay Monahan, who will take over the reins from Tim Fincham here on the first of the year?
Well, he's been handpicked by Tim Fincham, so I don't think he's going to deviate too much from what Tim Fincham has done over the last 22 years to grow the PGA Tour. And if he gets lucky and to have a Tiger comeback, the tour could keep growing. So that's a big question right now. What Tiger's going to do is the way the Tiger Tour will go.
I'm confident that he's come up through the ranks there. He's been the right hand man, and you know I think that you know he understands the blueprint that Tim has set for success. You cannot deny the success that's happened to the PGA Tour, the corporate on the corporate side. Obviously, when you have the players such as Tiger Woods and what he did and is doing still, I think, and still do, that helps. But yeah, I'm confident in it. I'm looking for, you know, I'm ready for a little bit of change, new eyes, you know, new opportunities. I think it's coming at a great time, and I'm looking forward to see what happens next.
I know hardcore golf fans don't want to hear this, but something that's brought up to me when I talk to the casual fan is the pace of play, and especially with Jordan Spieth, that was a paramount concern for a lot of people because of the fact that, you know, there have been tournaments where he's been have to be put on a shot clock. How do you both feel about a possibility of that sort of protocol being put into place with this new leadership?
Well, they've been fighting that topic of slow play for 50 years, and it's not going to change. They just got to keep working on it. And Jack Nicklaus was one of the slowest players on tour back in the 60s. So it's a game where you have to be precise. It's a game where you have so many different personalities. It's kind of like having a doctor. I don't want a doctor to be in too much of a hurry when he's operating on me. But, you know, golf, they have their PGA rules officials that control that. But it's a problem, but it'll always be there.
How big of a problem do you think it is, Scott?
Well, you know, you bring up a good question and a great question because Jack Nicklaus commented yesterday saying that the round of golf should be 3 to 3.5 hours. Now, he's not talking about the PGA Tour. I just like trying to rush a baseball pitch or, you know, delay. I think there's two different conversations. I have no problem with the pace of play on the PGA Tour. What I want to see addressed and understand is how we can speed up play for the regular amateur golfer Saturday morning round so that we can get more people playing in 3 hours because it's more fun. It's not a whole day. It's a better pace to play. And so there's two stories. I mean, there's, you know, you're asking a master professional.
More of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Inspirity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, Scott Atkinson.
Well, Pelagic here in our SB Nation headquarters in Houston. It is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio. We're brought to you by the fine folks at Xperity, and we thank them, as always, for their sponsorship. Scott Atkinson's in Lake Conroe at a Titleist fitting. We encourage anybody who's in the Houston area to get out to that this morning, as it's a beautiful morning for it here. Temperatures in the middle 60s and should get up around 70, middle 70s today, so not too hot. And Charlie Epps is in Casa de Campo, the fantastic golf resort in the Dominican Republic, and he has Robert Bertle, who is the director of golf operations for Casa de Campo, alongside. And Charlie, I know you have some questions for Robert as well.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Will. And Robert, it's great to be with you here at your beautiful resort. And what's one thing that you would say to our golf listeners about Casa de Campo?
You know, the first time I came here, the one thing that you don't understand is how many jaw-dropping and breathtaking places there are within Casa de Campo. Yeah, the golf is spectacular, but you go to the marina. We have the largest marina in the Caribbean. You go up to Altos de Chavon, which is a 17th century Mediterranean village, and you just can't understand what's going on. What a beautiful beach. We have world-famous polo, the shooting center. We can do live bird hunting. It's so diverse. It's well known for the golf, but it offers so much more.
And it's year-round. It's 365. You have different seasons, but your main season is from December to March.
Yeah.
The other shoulder seasons are very, very – it's great weather.
It is. The one thing that changes is the weather in the States. Our weather stays the same. Our average temperature is 82. And we have a very mild climate, so we don't get a lot of rain. It's never really hot, and it's never really cold. It's perfect weather.
And you have a hotel, a five-star hotel, and you have villas that people can rent and stay in. And if they wanted to get a hold of you and set up a golf trip or a golf package, where would they go?
Absolutely. You can go to our website, www.casadecampo.com.do, and we can set up a golf trip. It's perfect for a buddy trip, bachelor parties. It's an awesome golf destination. The villa experience, you have a staff in your villa. They'll make you breakfast. They'll make you dinner. Each villa comes with its own golf cart for you to get around the property. And all of the packages include your transport to and from the airport. So all you have to do is worry about getting here, and we take care of the rest.
And you even have nightlife here, correct?
We do have a nightlife. There's 22 restaurants. The food here is spectacular, and I'm from New Orleans, so me saying that should mean something. We have a brand new restaurant, SBG, which has an infinity pool. It overlooks the Caribbean, so you go there, you have a cocktail at sunset. You can get everything from sushi to steaks to fish. The food is spectacular.
Hey, Scott, you used to work for the PGA of you know, Texas, and they have a great PGA Pro Ambassador Program.
That was my question. I was wondering, how can we get these guys to come down there, even maybe starting to try a Pro-Am? But what is your PGA Ambassador Program, Robert?
We actually have one PGA Ambassador here right now. He brought down 8 members. It runs year-round. We have preferred pricing for all PGA Pros, for all PGA Pros groups. Obviously, we take care of the professional, and he brings us players. But it's spectacular. And along with the PGA Ambassador Program, we run our own Pro-Am. So PGA professionals from the States, Canada, and all over the world really participate in our Pro-Ams and bring members. But we have a lot of people from the Houston area, the Dallas area, that come down to Casa de Campo and play. It's a destination that if you've never been here before, you sort of don't know what you get, but when you get here, it's an unbelievable experience.
And well, let me tell you something. If I could just spend 5 minutes with Charlie Epps, I'll go anywhere he goes. That sells me. And now you're telling me you have Pro-Ams. Is there a newsletter we can get on? How do we find out when the timing is and how to sign up for your Pro-Ams?
Sure. All the Pro-Ams are listed on our website. Charlie has our contact information, so possibly we can put it up on y'all's website as well. But the Pro-Ams, there's 3 in January. two in January and one in late February, early March. And the pro-am, we do one in August as well, and the pro-ams are typically one pro, three amateurs, and we will play all the golf courses. We'll play Teeth of the Dog, Dive 4, and the Lynx.
Wow.
And then some of our pro-ams will play two rounds on Teeth. And for those of you who haven't been here and haven't seen Teeth, you can literally jump in the ocean on seven holes.
And Pete Dye was here this past January when they hosted the Latin American Championship, and he is excited more about golf than he was when he was 32. Now he's 92. And I understand he's designing another course.
Down here?
Yeah. Oh.
Well, he's to go back to the Latin America amateur, it was an unbelievable experience. And Pete comes regularly, and he is always – his input is we're still consulting with him on all of the changes that we do on Teeth, Dive 4, and the Lynx. His work with Casa de Campo has been he's been here from the beginning.
And then besides all of the guests and the hotels, there's a great community here. You have homes that are just incredibly beautiful, but people that live here year round, right? And there's real estate for sale.
There's real estate for sale. Living down here is spectacular. My little girl, she's 5. She was actually born in Puerto Rico and we moved here, but she goes to the Lincoln School in town, and there's kids from all over the world that go to the school, and she's learning Spanish, which is just, as everyone knows, it's just the most valuable thing
as a parent to have a second language. Yeah,
but the community here at Casa de Campo is amazing, because we have an awesome junior golf program. There's about 50 kids that participate, and we do twice a week clinics, and we have a couple tournaments a semester. We're about to have our parent-child tournament, which is very exciting. Eleanor and I are going to compete in the six-hole division. And
then you have a soccer program from Barcelona, right?
Yes.
What's that all about?
The soccer is unbelievable. The coaches come from the FBC Barcelona, and there's probably 100 kids in that, and they're learning soccer.
Well, matter of fact, after we get through with the radio show, we're going to go watch my friend's sons play soccer, which is just about 200 yards from this office.
That's right. We don't have to go too far. It's right across the street, and I don't want to compete against those guys because they'll run circles around me.
Well, you know, we've talked a lot about the resort. We talked a lot about how to get here. When we come back in the last segment, we're going to talk a little instruction on what Robert has learned over the years of his golfing career on making golf easier for amateurs.
I have one question about the Dive 4, just because I know it's one of your newer courses, but it says here on your website that you have two of the greatest par 3 holes in the world. What makes them both that great, Robert?
Up at Dive 4, actually, I think Casa de Campo, we have some of the most amazing par 3s, but at Dive 4, 12 and 15 play over the Chavon River, so the back nine, Dive 4 is made up of two nines, the Chavon and the Marina. The Chavon is cliffside golf, so you're 300 feet up above the Chavon River, so it's the wind is blowing, and you kind of have to hook it out over the river and bring it back into the green. They also play about 180 yards, but it's the vista, it's the view. It's one of only a few golf courses in the world that you can see the mountains, the river, and the ocean from one vantage point.
Shoot. How about that, Will? We've got to get you down here.
I'm on the next flight down if the company allows it. But yeah, a lot of stuff at the Casa de Campo Resort, not only from golf, but also you mentioned the shooting, you mentioned the stuff with the horses and the tennis and the water sports, and just a great fun for the whole family. We'll talk more about the resort and also the instructional part of the golf when we return with Charlie Epps of the Dominican Republic, Scott Atkinson in Lake Conroe. I'm Will Pelagic, and this is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.
This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to the Charlie Epps Golf Hour, powered by Insperity, with the golf doctor himself, Charlie Epps, and Bill Harmon. Here's your host, Scott Atkinson.
Will Pelagic back with you here in our SB Nation headquarters in Houston, and this is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio. We thank Scott Atkinson for joining us from Lake Conroe. He's out of the Titleist fiddling there, and we certainly encourage you guys to go out there and check out the program that he has out there today. Charlie Epps is at the Casa de Campo Golf Resort in the Dominican Republic, and Charlie, I know you had some info about Puerto Vallarta that you wanted to share with the folks.
That's exactly right. All year long, we've been telling everybody about the Pro-Am in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. It's a little too late right now, but we've got a full field. But start putting your team together for next year. It's a great spot to reward yourself after a year long of work to go to Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for 6 days. Wonderful golf, wonderful accommodations right on the water. The Mexican people are so gracious and take care of everybody. It's a big party, and I've always promised everybody that I'll buy the first margarita when I see you in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. Log on to PuertoVallartaMexico.com, get all the information, and we'll see you there next year. So, but now we're joined with Robert from Casa de Campo. He is a PGA golf professional. He's a teacher. He runs junior golf programs. Casa de Campo not only has great golf courses, I mean, they have a private club called La Romana, but they've got great practice facilities. And we know, Robert, as we want to improve in the game of golf, we've got to practice. You know, it's just practice. And you designed a new practice facility here that opened during the Latin American Championship. What do you tell your students about practice?
Practice is, it's one of those things where we work with supervised practice in a sense. We want our kids and our students to focus on getting good results while they're practicing, so it's focused, as opposed to just hitting balls randomly. So we'll put rings out around the holes in different distances, say 3, 5, 10, 15 feet, go back different yardages for their chipping and make sure they can get 5 in a row or 5 shots inside of that area, so they have success while they're practicing. And we say that, you know, they can't move back until they've accomplished their goal in their practice session.
Now, last night you had kind of a particular fun event after hours. Tell me about what happened last night on the driving range.
Yeah, for every Friday night here at Casa de Campo, we do night golf, which is a family activity. We have music, we have barbecue, people are hanging out, and we have balls that light up out into the night sky. It's really cool. It's not what you think of when it comes to night golf. It's a very well run event, and it's a lot of fun.
Night golf. We can't get enough of it, can we?
No. I saw some kids there. They played golf in the morning, they played golf in the afternoon, they went and had a hamburger, and then they hit night golf balls last night.
Now, you have a full teaching program here. You have a staff of teaching professionals, and you just say you welcome other teaching professionals to come and use your facility.
Sure. When we're down, when you are PGA ambassadors or with their members here at Casa de Campo, we encourage them to use the range, help their pros, help their members out while they're here, because a lot of times their members are working with the pro that's bringing them, and we don't want to exclude that from their experience. So if you do come down and you're not with your PGA pro, we have our PGA members here who can help, and we have the latest in technology, SAM Putt Lab, Flight Scope, and all sorts of training aids.
Now, the golf courses, you have the Teeth of the Dog, which has always been in the top 100 golf courses. You have the Lynx golf course, correct? And then you have the Dive 4 golf course, which has 27 holes, correct?
That's correct.
And then 1-9 holes, you let the juniors play there all the time?
That's right. We run within our junior academy, we use that for our junior golf course. So we have short tees where the kids can learn and experience what it's like to play on the golf course. We set tees up in our tournaments from 30 yards for the little ones, and to the big ones will play, you know, the white or the red tees.
And then you have your own private La Romana Country Club that also has 27 holes.
Correct. Yeah, we have 90 holes of golf, and La Romana Country Club has, it's our private club inside of Casa de Campo. It has its own practice facility, its own membership, and it's a wonderful golf course.
All right, now, if they want to get a hold of you, what is your email address?
My email is r.birt Tel at ccampo.com.do.
That's a mouthful, but repeat it one more time.
It's R. dot Bertel, spelled B as in boy, I R, T as in Tom, E L at ccampo, which is ccampo.com.do.
And plus the fact that they can go back onto the regular website, CasaDeCampo.com,
sure,
and find all the information about every program from golf to yachting to shooting, right?
Shooting, yeah. We have a 10,000-acre ranch where we do live bird hunting.
Live bird,
yeah.
But you want them dead.
Well, they start live and then they end dead.
Well, Robert, I really appreciate your time this morning and talking about beautiful Casa de Campo. And I just want to encourage everybody to check out the website, plan a vacation, come down to Casa de Campo and just relax, be yourself. You can do anything you want. But the most important thing is the hospitality that they have acquired here at the hotel and all the people that work here. There's hundreds and hundreds of people here to take care of everything that people might want to want on a great vacation. You come down and go yachting.
That's right.
Yachting.
Yachting. You can do yachting. We have the largest marina in the Caribbean. It has berths for boats that are over 200 feet. I remember one boat last Christmas had a helicopter on it.
Guys, we're out of time. But
Well, thanks a lot.
No problem, Charlie. And Charlie will be back here next week. And I'm Will Pelagic. This is the Charlie Epps Golf Hour on SB Nation Radio.